Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now, from the lovely confines of Lake Charles, Louisiana, is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Bill, I'm still waiting to get a gun back from ATEI.
Okay.
But at least they got the parts. They were the wrong parts, but now at least I have their attention.
Right.
Have you got any new parts and been to the range and making new videos?
Well, I'm going to the range today to make videos, but when I'm going to the range today, I will be going to the range with two guns I've never shot before, one gun I have shot before. All three have been massaged slightly. All of them are Glocks, Glock 19, 17, 45.
Do you... you and I have been down the Glock road before.
Yeah.
That's what I'm carrying now.
Yeah.
Do you think you're over the low left? Do you think you put enough support hand in there?
Well, I've got more trigger finger is all it takes with me. I just got to pull it a little bit. With more trigger finger, I'm actually just holding it and pulling straight backwards versus where with the AR magazine, or AR trigger, or with a single action 2011, 1911 type trigger, I only need the edge of the tip of my finger.
Yep.
If I use more towards the middle, Glocks work just fine.
Awesome.
So two of these Glocks are set up with an old sponsor of mine, not a sponsor anymore, but they were kind enough to work with me on this one. But I've got two optics by a company called C&H Precision, which they're more known for their adapter plates.
Yes.
Now they have their own line of optics.
Interesting.
And they're fairly affordable. And I think that's the way we're going to see things go, because on optics. And two of the guns have Timney triggers in it. The Glock 19 is stock except for the sights.
And you, what are those again?
The sights that are on the Glock 19?
Yes.
Well, the other two guns have night vision Accurate student of the gun sights and optics on them.
Yes.
And this one has and fission is spelled F-I-S-I-O-N, not two S's, like what you're used to dealing with. And this other one just has I wanted a set of low profile stocks for the 19, because I'm not really going to do that much, not stocks, sights. I just wanted something that glowed in the dark, so I got some treasure cons.
Yep. Awesome. I'm going to look for that video.
Yeah.
What you? Okay. And the reason that comes up is we've had those conversations, part of them before, and I wondered where you were in the progress.
Yeah.
You left me. We talked about the murderer in Nashville. We talked about the Biden administration. We talked about Israel. And for me, those felt like a bunch of jigsaw pieces that fell together.
Right.
This week, which we didn't have last week, part of the murderer in Nashville, her manifesto came out.
Yeah.
And she verily, boy, talk about an angry woman. She called these young Christian kids all kinds of names. And she also said, I hope I'm the only one there with a gun. She hoped that her victims weren't ready and that they weren't defended.
Yep.
And she's not alone. A lot of people want that. In theory, disarming the honest citizens makes your country safer. But last month, Israel again said that theory is a failure. Gun prohibition assumes that murderers and terrorists are going to go obey the law, which is, when you say it out loud like that, you go, what are you drinking or taking? Because that doesn't make any sense. Obviously, murderers and terrorists get their guns illegally. This murderer in Nashville had years to buy guns. She had this plan. Mass murderers is usually a one and done. So background checks to look backward don't stop mass murderers. And despite those failures, we have both here and abroad anti-rights politicians that say, gosh, we should be disarmed. What kicked all this off is I heard about this academic in Israel, but we'll get to him in a second.
Right.
Remember the Palestinians killed about 1,200 Israelis? That's like Mexican drug lords wiping out Galveston, Texas. So proportionally, it's a big, big deal. And they targeted schools and youth centers. So this was more than just politics and taking ground. This was ethnic cleansing.
For shock value.
This is as horrible as it gets.
Right.
And I had a friend go, oh, there's no way armed citizens could have stopped those. I go, you sound like Biden with his, because we don't have an F-15, we couldn't beat our U.S. military. Do you remember Vietnam? Do you remember Afghanistan? But the advantage that armed citizens have is they're there.
Well, we saw plenty of kibbutzes there that actually had a plan.
Yes.
And, I mean, that plan, the way they executed that plan, was about the same thing as we would see when you and I go take a class, for example.
Exactly.
So
it's not much more sophisticated than that.
No. And the ones that actually had a plan, that executed the plan, were successful. Some of them chose not to even partake of that. So, you know, sitting there.
You mean they decided not to have security teams?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that hard to understand?
I don't understand the where you look at it and you say, I'm taking the moral high ground by being defenseless.
Yeah.
I completely get that we should be above that today, but we're not. We're dealing with a 7th century mindset. And I mean,
right.
You know, Moses was a man of peace. Jesus was a man of peace. Muhammad was a warlord.
Yes, he was.
So, you know, when you look at what various things have been, who spawns what, and then you consider what they stood for, and you consider what they espouse. If you look at the Quran, the very basic fundamentals of it, is that it's not that they're just against the Jews. They're just against everybody that isn't Muslim. But yeah. The biggest killer of Muslims are other Muslims. So
other Muslims,
yeah.
Right.
So these guys have a very murderous streak built into them. They like to jack themselves up on Captagon and go out and dance around and everything. And then as soon as they actually encounter someone that can fight back, most of the time they just get shot and killed. They're not exactly, you know, they're not even a good mall ninja when it comes down to it. So, okay.
Well, and the reason that, again, this comes up and collides with our version of gun control is Israel asked the U.S. government in this case, to import 24,000 rifles.
Right.
and Biden said, you know, some of those might go to civilians, although that's not what the Israelis said they were going to do. So he said no. And then the Biden administration stopped all export of U.S. civilian firearms because if you say we won't, let's just say there are enough arms merchants in the world that if guns move anywhere and somebody's trying to buy, they will get to the highest bidder.
We're coming up on the break. Tell everybody how to find you right where we'll continue this on the other side.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. I write the Slow Facts blog, and Bill gives me great ideas every week. Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that debating your accessories.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. It just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay. Black leather it is.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse. We were getting into some good bloody meat on this one, so I'm sorry I had to interrupt you, but please continue.
We've got to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Well, and I was thinking, oh, the Biden administration doesn't want to see weapons go to terrorists. And this is the same ham-fisted administration that left $83 billion, I had to go look it up, I couldn't believe it, billion dollars of military equipment in Afghanistan.
You can buy some of the retinal scanners on eBay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Complete with all the... They didn't even wipe those things when they took off.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
So, to underline what Bill said, do you remember how if you ever turned in a copy machine to the service department, they said, make sure you wipe its memory because it may have the memories of things you've printed and copied on it?
Mm-hmm.
These are retinal scanners that do ID tracking. Hey, are you the good guy that you say you are? Look through here. Well, we left that imprint in the scanners. Oh, my goodness.
Indeed.
What would Russia and China pay for that?
All
right. And this is, again, the news is so strange these days. You wonder what drugs are being involved. Well, is it 200? I'm not sure what the numbers look like today. While 200 hostages taken by Hamas were still being held, there were Israeli academics who sounded so sadly like ours. They want the Israeli government to confiscate more guns from the honest Israelis, the Jews who are being massacred, because they were afraid that after this outrage, these attacks, Israelis would develop a gun culture of armed defense rather than waiting for the government to take care of them. And I said, this guy sounds blue. I didn't know Bloomberg's money went all the way to Israel, but there are academics who sound the same. I have to put this in perspective because otherwise it's me just being a crazy right-wing gun nut. 22 people were murdered in attacks on our schools last year. Now, did gangs kill each other on the weekends when they're doing drug deals and it was on school property somewhere? Yes.
Sure.
But that's not what we call a mass murder of a school. And California leads the nation in gun control laws. They also lead the nation in mass murders and mass shootings. So their laws really aren't stopping it. We have to, again, put this in perspective. If gun control worked, it would stop the 2.8 million times a year that we use a gun to defend ourselves.
I'll go further than that. I would say that if gun control worked, you and I would pay attention to it. We might even consider it. Free
methods. I'm just thinking if Biden pulled the Gestapo move and literally went house to house, one of the first things they'd wipe out is... I think criminals would have guns the next day.
Oh, yeah.
They'd get them from the armory. I mean, we see police forces and military leak guns. But the point I'm making is that guns are such a huge virtue in the United States. We stop millions of violent crimes. And it's a tragedy that 22 students and staff were shot at school last year in a mass murder. But if we try and fix the 22 by making the 2.8 million defensive gun uses into victims, things are going to get worse, not better.
Yeah.
So that's what you brought to mind, Bill. Thank you.
Yeah. The whole idea, and this, but this is the way they do things, right? This is where they do things. Like, in order to have the utopia, they want to ban things. They want to ban gas stoves and gas-powered cars and cows and guns and cows. In some cases, people, you know?
Yeah.
They want to ban things, and that means that they're – and it's very much – if you look at the leftist intention and then look at the Islamic intention, because the Islamics are all about unless you submit, you die, basically, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what the leftists are throwing our way. That's what they bring to the table when they sit down with us and say, "Hey, we're here to we can we have a conversation?" Yeah. Okay. As long as it's different from the last.
Yeah. Let's. Right. And the negotiations always seem to go one way.
Oh yeah.
Well, and this is what I'm trying to sort out what they say versus what they mean. There were 45 senators, which was every Republican save for Mitt Romney and Lisa Murkowski. They signed a letter saying, hey, Biden administration, why did you put a blanket ban on all firearms exports? Remember, there are huge international countries. Beretta comes to mind. We used to import those constantly. Then they started making them here and shipping them back overseas.
Right.
And now they can't do that because are we trying to tell them they can't manufacture firearms in this country? So, wow. What I wondered if this was another holdup, another Biden administration saying, nice company you got there. I expect 10% for the big guy or you don't get to export your products overseas.
Yeah, for the big guy.
Yeah, so, wow. We'll find out. And the old aphorism is the power to regulate is the power to destroy. So if the government can regulate your industry in any way, they can shut it down.
Right.
And unless you have to pay them off. That's what socialism is. I mean, that's how things work in Chicago.
Yeah.
I do have to move on. This was such a great story. And I've met this guy. Sheriff Wayne Ivey, do you remember him?
Vaguely.
Yeah, he's out of Florida, Tampa area. Brevard County Sheriff Wayne Ivey, he goes, he wants Florida to become a open carry state. I'm going to quote him, I want our citizens to have the absolute rights that they're guaranteed by the Constitution, and I think we'll eventually get there. And he said that in the news. Remember how the push for constitutional carry started in Florida with a news interview with Ron DeSantis, who said, yeah, we should have constitutional carry. Now, it's constitutional carry concealed. And he said, look, open carry. Now, if you've been in Florida, it gets a little warm. Wind blows. I don't advocate open carry, but I want people to be so comfortable that if a shirt blows up and you see, oh, somebody's carrying, nobody gets charged. The issue is, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, first of all, we're coming up on the next break. I just looked at the time. I will tell you the other part of it when we get back why that is a very good idea. Rob Morse, of course, you can catch him either as a writer or as a podcaster. Which means there's no waiting. If he hasn't got a fresh podcast out, go read. If you're done reading, there'll be a podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. As part of a ceasefire agreement brokered by Qatar, a four-day truce in the Israel-Hamas conflict began in Gaza on Friday. Qatar reported the release of 24 hostages, including 13 Israeli citizens, 10 Thai citizens, and one Filipino citizen. In reciprocation, Israel released 33 Palestinian prisoners later in the day, while the truce also facilitates increased shipments of fuel and supplies into Gaza, aiming to address the humanitarian needs of the 2.3 million Palestinians affected by the weeks-long Israeli bombardment. Ohio's newly passed constitutional amendments regarding abortion and reproductive rights set to take effect on December 7th face uncertainties as existing lawsuits on abortion-related matters continue through the courts. The amendment securing an individual's right to make reproductive decisions was supported by a 57% majority in a recent vote. This marks the seventh consecutive victory for supporters of abortion access in statewide votes since the Supreme Court overturned congressional protections. Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morris, you were just talking about how Florida, they want to have open carry in Florida. In South Carolina, we now have open carry. We did not have open carry for a very long time. But the thing about open carry is you can only open carry if you have a concealed carry permit. But the reason they came out with open carry for concealed carry permit holders was in the event that we inadvertently flashed a gun.
Yes,
that would be the same thing as brandishing under their law. So they had to do that, you know, just to keep us from having to deal with these nonsensical things that they bring up.
Sheriff Ivey mentioned that there's open carry in 45 states. Now, this is the ones that listen. Here's the places where open carry is prohibited. California, no surprise. New Jersey, expected that. New York, yep, okay. Gun control, everyone. Illinois, well, Illinois is run by Chicago. Downstate, not so much, but yeah, okay. And Florida. And he says, that's not the company you want to keep.
Nope. But I mean, that's the company we kept for a very long time here in South Carolina. But we don't have that now. But I mean, the thing about Florida is the only state in the nation that has permitless carry, constitutional carry, whatever you want to call it, without any provision for open carry at all.
Right. And now I want to underline what Bill said. He can open carry. In my state, it can be done without a license. In his state, when you have your carry permit, if your gun gets exposed, or even if you tuck your shirt in and it's openly displayed all the time with your carry permit, that's legal.
Yeah.
Florida is saying, no, we see that gun at all, and oh my, the children will scream and have nightmares. What is so funny to me about Florida politicians who say, we have a very strong tourist economy here. We think that people who come to our state should never see a gun. And the politicians go, you understand that to get through Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, those are all constitutional carry states where you don't need a permit to open carry. So the most of our tourists who come from those nearby states, those are open carry states. So the logic's a little weak. The PR, the headline looks good. Oh, people might see a gun while they're on vacation. They drove right through states where you could open carry.
Indeed. Indeed. But the open carry thing, you know, when we went to Yeager's class, I mean, he always advocated for concealed carry.
Right.
And what were you about to say?
Well, do you know, I can't think of any tactical instructor who advocates for open carry,
right,
as a way of ordinary defense. Now, after a hurricane, I did it because there were no cops to be seen, and I wanted people to visibly see that men were armed. Because I know they're armed. I just wanted it to be visible. We had some stupid teenagers who were breaking into homes and getting shot, and I wanted them to not do that. So, wow. Am I wrong? Can you think of anybody who advocates open carry on a routine basis?
No. No, I cannot. No, I cannot. Yeah. Now, the closest I would come to that is people that advocate outside the waistband carry.
Well, yeah, okay. I know people who do both.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, the thing with outside the waistband, there's so many holsters now that are so form-fitted to your body that you can probably carry outside the waistband, and as long as you have a long enough cover garment, you're still concealed.
Right.
That's what. Now, with me, the reason I carry outside the waistband most of the time is if my pistol does poke out, I'm not breaking the law. So.
Okay.
I'm going to be open. I'm going to be outside the waistband, concealed carrying today as I go about my daily stuff.
And truth be told, it's a little more comfortable.
It is
for me.
It's a little more comfortable. It's a little easier if you actually did have to draw your weapon to get it back in. If you're out and about and you actually have to draw your weapon, you're probably going to be in the middle of having the shakes and a few other physiological things. So reholstering your weapon becomes a very important part of the equipment.
Right.
And
yeah,
unfortunately, but this is a fact, just like with plane takeoffs, planes have more emergencies on takeoff or landings than they do while they're flying. Same with drawing.
Right.
You have more accidental discharge, negligent discharges occur drawing or reholstering. That's the most dangerous time to have the gun in your hand. So,
you're familiar. Have you ever had John Correa on your program?
I have not. I've looked for his phone. You got his phone number?
No, but I know where to get it. Okay. So we'll talk.
We'll have to show.
John has looked, and once he started this, people started sending it to him. He looks at videos of criminal attacks, and he's willing to look at the bad stuff that happens. Like, here's a guy who went to defend himself, but he got stabbed with a knife because he shot the bad guy too late.
Right.
And John will talk about that. But in the videos, often you'll see a store clerk who... the bad guy may have run away, but the store clerk still has the gun in his hands, and he grabbed it from under the counter, and he's getting the adrenaline dump now, and literally his hands go numb. He's losing peripheral sensation. He's squeezing the gun harder and harder just to feel it, to make sure it's in his hands, and sooner or later, his finger slips into the trigger guard, and he shoots the floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was the exception that proves your rule. When you don't need a gun, put it away. Get it out of your hands because it's not your friend at that point. You're going through this huge emotional ride.
Yeah, and when that's going on, the last thing you want to do is have a negligent discharge.
Whoa, can you imagine anything worse than the cops are about to show up and you ND into the floor?
Yeah.
That's just more you need to explain, and yeah. But on the other hand, no. That, to me, says we didn't train that person well enough, because the bad guys run away. That's when the work starts. There's tons of work left to do.
Right.
You know? Lock the doors. Turn off the lights. Get the people away from the front glass windows because bad guys come back to pick up the gun the bad guy dropped. You don't want to get involved with that. You just get everybody away. So if you've thought it through, if you have a plan, and by a plan I mean a checklist. What do I do? Boom, boom, boom. Because you're not going to be able to think when the emotions are running that high.
Right.
There's some... Oh, what, we got a minute left, or...?
You got 30... Well, we got...
Nah.
Well, you need...
Go ahead. When we come back, we'll go to St. Louis.
Okay. I've always wanted to go to St. Louis. Never been to St. Louis. Always wanted to go to St. Louis. Now I get to finally go to St. Louis. That's some good stuff. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. That comes out once a week, 20-minute podcast. There are over 100 hours of it available to you now. And I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. That's once a week. I write the Slow Facts blog, 2,100 articles waiting for you. Bill and I find something to talk about every week. Thank you, Bill.
Every week. Well, I mean, it's a target-rich environment. The other thing about it, even we would be able to do this even if there was no gun control going on, just because we could talk about training. We could talk about target shooting. You know.
Wouldn't that be cool?
It would be cool. It's never going to happen. But it would be very cool. that would be very, very cool. In any event, yeah. But I've got a question for you when we get back.
Okay.
Because I'm curious now. I think you've already told me,
yep.
But you know what? I'll just ask it again, just, you know, for my own edification. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morrison and everything. Now, you've got a gun at ATEI. Now, this is an M&P 2.0?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to be switching to an M&P 2.0?
I think so.
Yeah? You like the, I know you like the Ergos better because it is a better ergonomic gun than a Glock. But
that's right. That's right.
Anything else about it that you like in particular?
Well, let's say what it's not about.
Okay.
It's not about reliability. It's not about accuracy. Glock is up there. I can't complain about that.
Right.
I just found it hard to point the brick. And when I went and tried other guns, I shot the M&P better. There, game over.
Yeah. I shoot the SIG P320 better, but I'm waiting for them to figure out the whole FCU thing. I've had a few issues with the FCU, and I'm not here to beat them up or anything, but I can draw a picture on a target with that gun if they would just fix that. If they would just fix that. And, I mean, being accurate with a gun is important. Now, with the Glock, I figured out the problems that I had with the Glock, and I am accurate with the Glock. And the thing about me switching over to anything, and this is where my question comes to you. As long as you've run Glock, and as long as you've trained with Glock, you've got to have 1,000,006 magazines to go with it. Who knows how many holsters you've got to go with it? You know, this is, I mean, when you switch over to a different platform, there's sort of a dent in your finances if you try to equal what you've already got, unless you manage to monetize all of it and sell it all and be able to, you know, not take money out of your pocket. Are you running into that?
Yes. Well, now, when I buy a gun, I'll always buy 4 extra mags, and they're more pricey for the SIG. Now, the SIG mags are metal, which is one reason the grip is a little thinner.
M&P mags?
I'm sorry, M&P, right.
Yeah, but they are metal. They are metal. They're both metal, yeah.
Yeah. And, Bill, one of the reasons I did it is I was going to state qualifications over and over. This is for FASTER, where they're training teachers to be armed in school.
Right.
They typically have to meet their state police officer training. And a lot of those, the people there have seen those qualifications for months. And I show up and I see them for an hour and I went, wow, I want something that is more intuitive, that points more naturally for me. The M&P did that. Whereas the Glock didn't. If the Glock works for you, God bless, don't change.
Well, you know, so just about every striker-fired gun made today, even the ones that are inexpensive, are pretty good guns.
Yeah.
Right. Some of them are of a dubious design as far as, you know, ergonomics when you think about it. Like, one gun that I really wanted to like, and it escapes me now. I can't remember. What was it? It wasn't... It'll come to me in a minute. Anyway, everybody had to get out and make a Glock after Glock came out with Glock.
Right.
And the big problem was that the early imitations of Glock, as like the early version of Glock, very few people... How many people you know still running a Gen 1 or a Gen 2 Glock?
Nobody, because law enforcement moved on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean...
So where are they? Interesting. They're on a shelf somewhere.
Yeah. The Gen 3s changed the game for Glock, because in the beginning, Glock had its issues too. But I mean, they smoothed them out and they figured it out. And Glock is a very simple gun. And probably the ones that have come closest to its simplicity are maybe CZ. But CZ has a heavier lockup, so the gun weighs a little more. So everybody's looking for that basic combination of weight and reliability and ergonomics. And it's easy to navigate away from Glock. But then the reason I navigated back to Glock was the likelihood in my area of if something bad does happen and I'm out and doing things and all of a sudden I run dry on the handgun, I very likely can find that on the streets, literally.
Right.
That, you know, battlefield appropriation, as they would call it. So the reason I went with that was because of that, plus because of how much stuff I have to go with it. I have, as far as magazines for Glock, now Magpul makes magazines for Glock. You can buy a Magpul, a P-Mag for a Glock that is $12, $13 and works just as good. I know the guys get out there and say, well, they're known to expand on certain, they expand on guns like the Shadow Systems and some of the other more Gucci Glocks that are a little tighter and everything, but the Glock gun itself was built to be seen through. You can see a gap, right? You can see daylight right through, between the slide and the lower frame when you hold it up to the light, so... It's designed to run in anything. It's the AK of guns, and that's why I went back to it.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
again,
there are better guns, without a doubt.
Well, and some of the Glocks you ran, what would you call some of the Terran Tactical? That's a pretty Gucci Glock.
That's a pretty Gucci Glock, but at the same time, what he did with the gun, he didn't just make cuts on the slide or everything. Everything he did with the gun, he would look at the slide, he would look at the spring, and he would look at the trigger, and he balanced all of those to work with each other. And the Terran Tactical Glock cycles faster than any gun I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, but all of that's due to the slide cuts, the springing, and the trigger balance. So, I mean, you can run cameras, high-speed cameras, and catch a gun in the same way. Stock Glock Gen 5 is still it's hit back and it's headed forward, and the Terran Tactical gun is already back in battery. I mean, it's just that fast. So some Gucci guns I could see, for most people looking at Terran Tactical, for example, who's a sponsor of mine, some people would look at that and say, I'm going to spend $600 on the gun and $1,900 on the package, so... Some might not have that ability.
Right.
So, you know.
When I was trying to explain to people that, okay, we have this myth that law enforcement are experts, but amateurs are phenomenal. Go look on YouTube, and there's a guy who, does 5 shots from appendix carry in under a second.
Yeah.
This is Jerry Mikshulik fast, except this is just a guy who's a competitor. I'm going, wow. I can't even get my first shot in a second, and he's got 5 out. So we are in an amazing world of handguns.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go back in contrast to Bill Ivey in Florida. Some Democrats in St. Louis were proposing to make open carry illegal. Yeah, we no one should be able to show a gun, especially if you're 18 or anything. And, well, okay, 18-year-olds probably are not allowed to conceal carry in Missouri. I don't know the law. I'm willing to make a bet. If anybody want to argue that, come on. What they're doing is they're trying to, just like Chicago and New York, they're trying to come up with excuses as to why there's violence in St. Louis, where... The problem with St. Louis is St. Louis politicians. You've made this city a mess, and now you need some excuses. The legislature the Republicans who are running that legislature, at least so far, said, no, we're not going to let you infringe. Basically, they want to override preemption so that they can make their own gun laws in St. Louis because they need some excuse. And the legislators are saying, no, not going to fly. Nice try. Go fix your own problems. Which is good. It's nice. Somebody's moderately saying.
Yeah. Moderately.
Did you see there's an interesting video, and it's a little cringy for me because the news article, this is a guy in Los Angeles, gets home. He's got a soft drink in his hand. He's got an electronic gate, so he drives in. The gate closes, walking between, I would guess, two buildings to get to his front door. You can't see it all. It's security video. And two guys run up and put a gun in his back. That's an ugly problem. If that's where you start, that's ugly. The reason he didn't hear them is he had earbuds in.
Right.
Oops. Okay, lesson there.
You know what? We're going to have to hold this till the next time. Put a pin in that one because we're about to run out of time, and I want you to be able to tell everybody how to find this, how to find you.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. I write the Polite Society podcast. I also write the Slow Facts blog, 2,100 articles. Bill, it's always fun.
Yes, sir. Indeed, it is.
Who's up?
Dan.
Ah.
Dan the Man Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. We're going to investigate the latest in the gun culture with him. For those of you that like podcasts, well, Rob does two of those. And for those of you who just like the old reading thing, Rob does that very prolifically every day of the week. Except when he's under the surface of the water. And then he's thinking about it. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.